So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
720 WGN. This is Your Money Matters, and let's hope you get more of it. Rebecca Knight joins us now, Senior Correspondent of Careers and Workplace from Insider. Rebecca, I know that there was a good time to get a raise when everyone was getting a raise and the economy was churning along. I always thought in a recession, though, it's just best to hold on and pray that you get to keep your job and don't upset the bosses by asking for raises. Turns out I've been doing it all wrong.
Well, I mean, you are partially right, John. I mean, during a recession, it's not guaranteed that you will get this raise. But in fact, it may sound counterintuitive, but it's not a terrible time to ask for a raise, because even in this shaky, flaky economy, we are still seeing that hiring is very tight. And even though fewer people are quitting their jobs as there were a few months ago, many people are still quitting. The quit rate is high, and so there is still a lot of people, there's still a lot of churn, and so companies, employers, are going to want to keep their people.
Yeah, before
so
we
your
get...
company's probably worried about retaining you.
Right, and before we get into the tips, I also just want to say, if you've been with your company through this labor strife, you know, I don't know, are there maybe some managers out there that see the value in the loyalty you showed during these crazy couple years that may be a little bit more ready to give you one?
I think that loyalty is one thing, but really they want to know about the value that you bring. So it's nice that if you're a loyal worker bee, I mean, that's important, but really they want to know, what are you contributing? How are you helping this company become more valuable, more competitive, and so on?
Okay, so if someone's out there thinking, how do I do this? You got a few pointers for us.
Yeah, so the first thing is you got to really pick your spot. There's this misconception that you have to have gotten a big promotion, doing something really important or big time to warrant even asking for a raise. But in fact, if you are making incremental progress and you are, as I said, showing how you are using your skills to make the company better, more profitable, or more competitive, you have a case. I will say, though, it does help your case if you are asking on the heels of a newly completed project or some other successful initiative that you did at your company.
So you got to be wise about it. You got to pick that spot. And maybe that'll make you feel more confident, which is a big problem for people going into asking for the raise.
Exactly, especially women. Fidelity has done a lot of research about this, that it is nerve-wracking to ask for more money. 21% of women said they felt uncomfortable negotiating their pay. 12% of men did too. But as we know, inflation is at a 40-year high in this country. And so you also need the money. You need to just yourself and get over those nerves.
Right. And I imagine, and to point two, the idea of, you know, you don't want to go into it blind. You got to know what you're talking about.
Right. You got to do your due diligence. And luckily, there's a lot of information out there that you can tap into. Glassdoor and Indeed have a trove of employee-reported salary ranges and estimates. You can look at job openings, similar job openings, roles that you do at other companies, at competitor companies. Find out what the salary ranges are there. Talk to your network. Find out what people are making. Gen Z, as we know, much more willing and open to talk about pay, making it an equity issue, and it certainly is an equity issue, but you can also just find out what others are making, and you can really make the case that you maybe don't necessarily need a raise, but in fact you need a salary adjustment.
Yeah, and once you get all that research, though, is it about like putting it together in a PowerPoint? Do you need to write some of this stuff down so you don't forget it when you're in the room? I mean, it really is a sales pitch.
Well, it is, and that's why you really need to treat this ask like it is another work project. You need to have made your case, show that you are underpaid compared to market rates, and then talk to your boss about what you'd like to see happen, and really toot your own horn a little bit. One of the people I interviewed for this story called it personal evangelism.
Oh, that's interesting. I like the idea of like getting, you know, preparing for it like it's anything else. And that also means when you're challenged in work by the bosses, you often have a retort ready if it's something related to your job. I guess you should be ready for a little pushback, too.
Well, you absolutely should be ready for pushback because, as you said in the beginning of our conversation here, the economy is not doing great by a lot of indicators, and so you have to be prepared for someone to say, "Well, you know what, John, you're lucky to have a job." But in fact, even if there are people who are leaving your organization voluntarily or not, they could be interested in retaining you because someone has to stick around to do the work, and that person is you. And in fact, a lot of people have left. It's probably true that your workload has increased and maybe even been multiplied by all departures. And so you have a case for them to pay you more money, especially since they're saving on either the layoffs that they've just done or people leaving voluntarily.
We're almost out of time, and I know you have one more point, but we just got a really great call I want to bring on. Eric, you're on WGN. What was your point that you wanted to bring on? I think Rebecca might have an answer for you.
Hi, yeah. I was just calling because I've been with my company now for a couple of years, probably a year before COVID started, and we were always in the office before coming into work.
Mm-hmm.
And now that COVID hit, we've been allowed to work remotely and not come into the office. How does that affect asking for a raise if we're not coming into the office anymore?
Interesting question. Rebecca, any thoughts on that?
Well, there is a lot of research that shows that bosses and managers favor the people who they can see. There's some truth to out of sight, out of mind. So Eric, I would ask, are you able to come into the office? Does your company shut down all the offices?
Well, we put Eric on hold, actually. I don't have a specific answer to that question.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get him off hold here really quickly, Iridian. Let's see if we can do that. Eric, did you hear the question?
Yeah, I did. And so when COVID started, they let us work remotely from home, and it's allowed me to save on babysitting costs and everything else. So I've continued to work from home instead of going into the office. And I just don't know how to breach that with, because going into the office, I then have to pay for a babysitter again and, you know, fuel costs and everything else.
Right. So you feel like it's harder to ask for that. I don't mean to keep on rushing you guys along. We just are up to weather and traffic. Rebecca, any last thoughts on that? We just need to bring you back again to answer some more questions, I think.
I know, because clearly this is something that a lot of now, I think that if you are better served working remotely, continue to work remotely, but I also don't think it should negate your and desire. So you should feel, if you, as I said, can make the case that you are doing your work, your unique skills and value that you are bringing to your job is making the company better, is improving the bottom line, is making it more competitive, you absolutely have a case for a raise. Just because you're not going to the office these days, Eric, that doesn't negate that.
Amen. Rebecca, we'll talk again soon. The last point was, if you don't succeed, there's no sense in not trying again. It doesn't represent your value either. Rebecca, we'll do this again, okay? This is a great topic, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Let's get a look at weather and traffic. Mary Vandeveld.